Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by Mark Drugs, who specialise in the custom compounding of medications, assuring that the client gets the proper prescriptions for their unique needs and conditions. They work with practitioners, integrating knowledge and treatment of experts to create comprehensive health plans. Visit markdrugs.com or call Roselle 630-529-3400 or Deerfield 847-419-9898. Today my guest is author Julia Shopik, who wrote the book Honest Medicine, and she has a new book out now called The Power of Honest Medicine. Thank you for joining us today, Julia.
I'm delighted to be with you, Linda.
So,
thank you for inviting me.
Tell us a bit about the first book first, please.
Okay, I'd be delighted to. My first book, Honest Medicine, which was published, oh my goodness, in 2011, was about four, it resulted from, I should tell you briefly, from experiences I had with my husband, who was a 15-year survivor of a cancerous brain tumor. And what I found was that, things that we did for him, including nutrition, you know, things like that, made him live longer. He was supposed to live 3 years maximum. He lived 15. And I found that the doctors were not at all interested in anything we were doing. They did take credit for his being a miracle patient, by the way. Mm. They didn't deny, you know. But so I decided that there must be treatments that doctors don't know about, but that are very, very effective and that patients would want to know about. So I wrote Honest Medicine. I really looked for, you know, these treatments. They had to be, I won't go into detail, but they had to be really reputable science-based treatments. One of them was Silverlon, the treatment that healed my husband's non-healing wound, head wound, when he wasn't healing from the second craniotomy, the second brain tumor surgery. And then, of course, there was intravenous alpha-lipoic acid, you know, for liver disease and some cancers, and the ketogenic diet for pediatric epilepsy, and finally, low-dose naltrexone. And what I found was, you know, I went on over 200 radio programs, and the book was reviewed at lots of places. Everyone was more interested in LDN, low-dose naltrexone. So I decided that another book should be just about LDN. So that's a brief snapshot.
Mm-hmm. So the second book, tell us a bit more about that.
Well, the second book, you know, was very long in coming. It took me several years to complete it. I wanted it to be, it was, you know, about low-dose naltrexone, but I wanted it to be universal. I wanted it to be international. So I was very active on Facebook, and I used Facebook to, you know, get my people who were going to be part of it. You, as you know, are part of the book, and people from all different countries are part of the book. And I wanted it to be representative of not only the first book, Honest Medicine. The stories about LDN were all about people with MS. And this one has MS, but several other autoimmune diseases as well. And it's just a very interesting book, you know, especially for the lay public, because to get the word out about LDN for all different conditions.
Mm-hmm. And from all the radio shows you have done and all the publicity you have done, what would you say has been the main condition that LDN is being used for in the marketplace that you've been dealing with?
Oh, what an interesting question. I haven't really analyzed that, but I would say probably, you know, MS is its poster child. You know that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the first, the MS patients, you know, were the first ones to get active, you know, in getting the word out about LDN. But I think also fibromyalgia is a big one, and Crohn's disease. Oh my God, Crohn's disease, even Parkinson's. You know, the conditions that I write about, lupus. I think all of them. I'm hearing from people with all of them, and I tried to pick the ones, by the way, Linda, that were most. Do you want to say popular? I don't know if that's the right word. But, you know, that most people had. Hashimoto's was a big one. Mm-hmm. I thought of including Graves' disease, but Hashimoto's actually, you know, there's a website, a Facebook group dedicated to thyroid. But most of the people who participate are Hashimoto's. So mm-hmm. I would say that if I sound like I'm hedging, in a sense I am, mm-hmm. because I think that all of these conditions are equally important. What do you find? You interview lots of people, even many, many more than I do. Well, what do you find?
There are hot topics at the moment, as you probably know, and the biggest one, I mean, we're doing a documentary to address the opioid crisis, and I know maybe 10 pain specialists who are using ultra-low-dose naltrexone to wean people off of opioids. It's really, really interesting. I don't know how much you know about that.
Not enough.
Okay.
And I'm very interesting.
So what they do is use microdosing. So, I mean, if you think, you know, 0.5 milligrams of LDN is low, ultra-low dose is 0.001. It's so minuscule. But when used with an opioid, it makes the opioid far more effective. So that means you can actually titrate the opioid down whilst titrating the ultra-low dose naltrexone up. And these pain specialists are getting patients who are legal drug addicts, should we say, because they mm-hmm. have become addicted to prescription-only drugs through no fault of their own, but can't come off them because they're so addicted. These pain specialists are managing to get patients off without withdrawal and onto LDN, and it's more effective than their pain medications were, but without the awful withdrawal. It's just an absolute amazing story. So that, to me, is what I've been working on the last quite a few months now. And I find that totally amazing. And what the doctors say, oh, well, it took quite a while. It took 5 weeks or something. And I'm thinking, what? You know, that is such a short period of time. And I've had the pleasure when I went to America to talk to some of these patients who have managed to come off the opioids, and it's just mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. But of course,
go on, this is fascinating.
The pain that people have, I mean, you mentioned fibromyalgia there, but there are so many other types of pain that LDN is being used for. And I interviewed a doctor, and he was a podiatrist, and he was really interesting. Now it's being used by dentists, it's been used in eye drops, not only for Sjogren's but other ocular eye problems. And it just keeps growing, you know, the list of conditions that LDN can help with is growing and growing. So much so.
It's growing like Topsy,
exactly.
As we say in the United States.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we are going to have a second LDN book, which will address more conditions, because obviously there's only so much you can get in a book, as you know.
I do.
But dementia is another really good one. Alzheimer's, memory loss, that's quite a big hot topic. But I could talk all day and every day, and I probably do, about LDN, But it's so interesting. It's evolving the whole time. And with the microdosing, and we're finding, okay, in your opinion, what would you say the success rate is mainly for people with chronic conditions using LDN?
Pretty high.
Give me a number, a rough number.
Oh, this again, you ask the hard questions, as well you should. Would you say 80%?
Okay, let's go for 80%. So that's 20% that LDN isn't working for. But yeah, with using ultra-low dose and doing different dosing protocols, depending on the condition, whether it's a mental health condition, where they're using double dosing. Sometimes they're using 3 times a day dosing for different conditions. But by tailoring the dose in microdoses, going up, coming down, working with an experienced prescriber, that 20% of people who haven't had success with LDN, it's nearer to the 100 than the 80%.
So this is like a huge story. And now my question, I have a question for you, mm-hmm, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
How can we get the mainstream media to, this is one of my big bugaboos, when I go on interview shows, but also in the book, In the Power of Honest, yep, Medicine, that the mainstream media, because they're so controlled, at least in this country, by pharma, do that. But maybe for the opioid crisis, they would.
Well, the documentary will be out soon. We're finishing filming it next week. But what we did, a pilot trial a few weeks ago in America. I was invited to the PCCA, which is the Compounding Pharmacy, whatever the PCCA stands for.
It's the organization,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. And they wanted me to tell my story and that of the LDN Research Trust and what we've been doing. And it was quite funny. I did a talk in Madison in Wisconsin as well, and another one we did in New Jersey. So there were three. It's very, very exhausting and tiring, all the different meetings that went along with the talks. And we did some filming of the pain documentary, excuse me. And I caught something on the plane coming home. I'm just about recovered before I go back again. But we're not going to have a conference next year. The conference will be in 2021. But next year, it's planned that every 4 months we will have a whistle-stop tour in a state or overlapping states and do seminars for mainly prescribers, but patients can come as well. And this was the two talks that I did, not the PCCA one, but the other two. And the one in New Jersey had around 200, 250 doctors there. It was amazing.
Isn't this
so
amazing?
Actually,
I'm sorry, go on.
Actually taking the word out there and teaching the doctors, it wasn't me doing the teaching, by the way, and showing the facts and the research and new dosing protocols and getting doctors on board to listen to the new way. And some of these doctors had been prescribing LDN for 10 years or so, and they were totally blown away with the new concept and idea, so that we don't have this 20% that LDN isn't working for. They're the people that we're trying to help. When I say trying to help, I mean, we're trying to help everybody, but we want it to have a better success rate, and it's proving to be working. So next year, by putting in the effort and doing more training, we're going to see if we can then roll it out. And doctors are really, really busy. So it's going to be pharmacists that will become educators who will be educating the prescribers in their area. So it's all to do with education and training. And that is how the word is going to, LDN is just going to explode this next 18 months. It's going to be phenomenal.
And you said you're doing a documentary on the ultra low dose for opioid?
We are, yes.
And when will that come out?
The filming will finish next week. It takes a long time for the editing. I mean, it will probably take another 6 months after filming's finished to have it all edited and put together. But it is going to be amazing. I mean, we have so many really good pain specialists who were so eager and keen to be filmed, sharing their experiences.
Would you be open to having that be shown on HBO or Netflix?
Well, we would. Yes.
Let's try to talk about that, not on the air, okay?
Okay.
Because whatever I can do, you know I will.
Yes. But I mean,
And that, by the way, that would do it.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because then you would get the people who are addicted and want to get off. I mean, who doesn't? They're not, you know, the doctors aren't prescribing the opioids in many cases.
Yeah.
So the patients, if it were on HBO or Netflix, the patients would start demanding it. And then, you know what happened in Norway with Frank Melhus, with his documentary in Norway? The prescribers went from 300 to 15,000 overnight. Mm-hmm. I mean, the prescriptions.
Yeah.
And so my theory is that if we can get something about LDN on something like HBO or Netflix, you know, a station, by the way, that does not depend on advertisers, because who do you think is most of the advertisers in most of the media is of course pharma.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you would be open to it.
Oh yes, everywhere and anywhere we could get it out there, for sure.
Well, I will put my thinking cap on, and if you don't mind, I will start talking it up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
This is exciting.
It's very exciting, and this
I'm
is why.
I'm so glad. What?
This is why I am just so busy the whole time, and but it's too exciting to stop. You know. Got to keep going.
You know, from I call you one of my LDN heroes in the Power of Honest Medicine, and I was very careful because all of the people in my book are heroes and heroines. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to, but I did single out four people, and you were one of them. And you know why? I mean, you're the Energizer Bunny, you know. And you won't quit until you make, and you are succeeding. I don't mean you're going to succeed. You are succeeding. It's amazing.
Yes, well, I'm stubborn. I think that's what it is. I've started, so I want to finish. But I've been doing this 15 years now, and we had last Monday, we had two people die that we know very, very well. In a 24-hour, less than a 24-hour period. And that knocked me for six. And I was thinking, okay, so this is what I've done in 15 years. Have I got 15 years left? How many more years have I got? Can I complete everything that I would like to complete in my lifetime? It's a bit of a reality check, isn't it? You know, I'm not a young person anymore, but still, I hope I have many years left to continue.
Well, you know, your legacy is huge, and I know you do have many. You know what? You're too stubborn to die. Isn't that great?
I do believe, though, when your time is up, your time is up.
Well, I think you have a lot more to do, and I'm very excited about this ultra low dose, you know, for the opioid. And I think this could be the way we get to mainstream media. As I said, not with stations that are pharma, you know, supported, But now with cable, there's so much more. And with things like Hulu and Netflix and, you know, there's so many more options.
Mm-hmm.
So this may be it.
Well, we can hope. We can hope. But in your book, Julia, off the top of your head, and I'm sure you must have a list there, what conditions do you cover?
Okay. The conditions that I cover in the book, and you're right, I do have a list. They are, let me get them out for you. They are MS, the chronic fatigue syndrome, lupus, fibromyalgia, Hashimoto's, Crohn's, Parkinson's, psoriasis. Oh, I didn't mention that the first time around. And also, are you ready for this? I decided to include one that is not an autoimmune or even autoimmune connected, and that's Hailey-Hailey disease. And, you know, it's a rare skin condition, and I'll bet you know why I decided to include it, but I'm going to tell the listeners anyway. I was gobsmacked, as we say in England, correct?
Mm-hmm.
When I heard that LDN, you know how LDN is hardly ever covered by the mainstream press, although that is getting better. But JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, the JAMA Dermatology magazine, actually did case studies, published case studies of Hailey-Hailey disease being helped by LDN. And I was like, oh, my God, this is big, you know. So that is one that I included, even though it was not an autoimmune disease. It's a genetic disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking with Jackie Bahari about it, and I don't know the name of it, but there is a related autoimmune disease, but it is not Hailey-Hailey. So mm-hmm. It works not only, as you know, it works for not only autoimmune, but many others.
Yes.
So those are the conditions.
I was surprised because the people with rheumatoid arthritis, you can understand that. That's a autoimmune disease. But people with osteoarthritis, it also works for. And after speaking to pain specialists, there doesn't have to be an autoimmune component. LDN helps with pain.
Yeah.
You know, and
all of this is just coming out daily. You mm-hmm. know, there's more coming out all the time.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So it's really exciting. And, you know, we are also going to put together an e-book for our 15th anniversary, which is this year. I haven't had a chance to promote that too much right now, but I will be later on, where we will be having stories of patients from all around the world, but not just patients, from prescribers and pharmacists and researchers, which will be really interesting. It will be like a ebook. We're not having it printed. We're having it just as a free download. So that will be interesting, just as a celebration of the 15 years. It's if I haven't got enough to do.
I don't know how you do it all, but I'm going to ask a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that I could get a sneak preview of the LDN, the ultra low, you know, with opioid, when it's done, before you do it? Because I would love to see what I could do to get it out there in the mainstream.
Yep, remind me nearer the time once it's done. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because it's much more powerful if you say, you know, it's powerful if I say, I know this woman, I know her work, and by the way, here are links to her other work. Do you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? But if you say, I have seen it, and it's most impressive, that can really help.
Okay.
So I'm excited.
I'm very excited. How it's all evolved, and as I say, these protocols to help those people where LDN, for whatever reason, they couldn't get the results, to actually be able to increase that number is
amazing.
What do you
think is the reason why some people just don't have any luck with it? You know, the 20% we were talking about?
Because they might be sensitive. They might need to do it very gradually, very slowly. They might need to take it twice a day, three times a day.
Yeah.
There are sometimes you have to go higher, but you need a prescriber who understands how to do the titration.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the most majority of people, LDM works really well without having to go to those measures. But there are some people who need that help and support. So
I think there's another reason, and that is sometimes, on Dr. Gluck's website, lowdosenaltrexone.org, he has an article about why choosing the right compounding pharmacy is important. And some of them say they do it, but they really don't.
But even the ones that do it correctly with the rapid release, the patients, still they don't get 100%.
Yeah, that's true.
More than 90% or 80%. So it's not just the compounding. There is further reasons, you know. And a lot of these compounding pharmacies listen to their patients. If they want a different filler, a different formula, they're open to that. It's what compounding pharmacies do. So, you know, not meaning to contradict you, please don't think that that's what I was trying to do.
No, it's fine. I'm out to learn.
Yeah, but I would still think there is other reasons, you know, just by everybody doing the same formulation with the same product, they're not going to be able to help everybody how it is at the moment. It is really, you need to tailor that dosing protocol for the patient, which is really exciting, very exciting.
Well,
and the prescribers are excited by it too. So,
well, and they're growing. I think I asked Crystal. Now, I know that there are many lists out there of prescribing doctors, but I believe she told me that it's over 1,000 now on her list. So it's pretty good, huh? And
really?
Her list doesn't have everybody, I'm sure.
No, well, we had 8,500. So I'm surprised her list is so low. But we have in the UK new GDPR laws, which are data protection, and we now can only list on the website prescribers or pharmacists that have given us their permission to be listed in 2019. If they haven't given us our permission, they had to be removed. And we were telling people, and I think we did a big culling, I think at the end of March, we have sent 10 emails, 2 faxes, and we now have a lady who's literally calling all these prescribers and saying, you've now been removed. Would you like to be back on the list? Fill in this form. So any pharmacist or prescribers out there who are now not on our website, please get in touch. We would love to put you back. But it is an annual requirement that we have to check. And I understand we have to now have a data protection officer who does a fantastic job. If you're listening, thank you, Laurie. But we have to check because, you know, people die, people stop practicing, people move away. So the information you have, not necessarily, if they've been on the list for 15 years, like some of them had, are still there, that the listings aren't current. So by doing it annually, you know, at least at the end of the year, that information is only a year old. And then you have to start again the next year. It's an awful lot of work. You would not believe the months that has taken. But still, we weather these storms, and with Brexit, who knows what else we will have to do. But we've come to the end of the show, Julia. 20 minutes went to 30, and I thank you very much for being our guest today.
Oh, well, I want to thank you for inviting me, and this is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Julia.
This show is sponsored by Mark Drugs, who specialise in the custom compounding of medications
assuring that the client gets the proper prescriptions for their unique needs and conditions. They work with practitioners, integrating knowledge and treatment of experts to create comprehensive health plans. Visit markdrugs.com or call Roselle 630 529 3400 or Deerfield 847 419 9898. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.